Yo, what's good? What is good? This is the AJ Halfcast, and I am AJ. How are you guys doing? I missed you guys. I'm not gonna do the story about the girl from New Brunswick and the shooting and everything because I know the girl person. I found out that I've seen the article and I know the girl personally and I know the girl's family. So for me to just like the platform is meant for me to do those type of stories, but I'm cool with her and her family, and I think that would be like with the nature, I mean, and the unfortunate circumstances of like what's going on with everything, I would think that would be highly insensitive of me to do that. I mean, it's just a little bit too close to home for me. I mean, and I think proper etiquette would be like I would just like, the people who's supposed to know, they know. I mean, and I would hate to like it's just so personal for me, just because I know the girl. I mean, like that being said, I mean, I had to get that off my I had to get that off my chest first. Before I got to some tomfoolery. I mean, like, yo, so I seen a tweet this morning, and it's just the premise of it is just fucking retarded, but it made me think. So anything I see that sparks a thought, I make a mental note, I mean, because I'm gonna circle back around to it later on that night when I'm recording, because it was something about a girl had just asked the guy like, can I get like X amount of dollars to get my nails done? Know what I mean? And on some like got me in the friend zone, got me in the friend zone type of shit. Know what I mean? And I am a horrible person because me with dealing with women, if I'm not in a relationship with you and you have the gall, if you're bold enough, listen, if you're bold enough to ask somebody that you're clearly not in a relationship with, that you clearly have no intention of being in a relationship with, if you have no intention of just sleeping with them, if you have no intention of wanting to like be close to them or be with them or anything, and you're bold enough to turn around and ask them for money for anything, then I have the right to be bold enough to ask you to come on over and let me blow your fucking back out. I mean, yo, and it sounds crass. It sounds like some caveman shit. Know what I mean? But if you're bold enough to come out and ask me for something of that type of nature, then one good turn deserves another, and I should be bold enough to respectfully ask you to come over here and let me pin your knees to your ears and pile drive you a few times. Either way, I win, baby. Either you say no and I keep my money in my pocket like I wanted to in the first place, or you say yeah and you come on over and get your back blown in. Know what I mean? Like, either way, I win. Know what I mean? But that is like, I don't know. Is it the illusion that most narcissistic women paint that, I don't know. There is nothing wrong with, If you're in a relationship, there's nothing wrong with wanting your girl and supporting her to help her look good for you. Because when you step out, you want people to be like, yeah, damn, she looking sharp. I mean, like, yeah, they look, she make him look better. Know what I mean? And I really do believe in shit like that. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's cool. Know what I mean? That's cool. But if you're just like trying people, you're just going down your friends list on social media, or going down people that you somewhat like partially know, kind of, sorta, maybe through like, and y'all maybe may have had a conversation or two or something like that, and you're just like trying people. I mean, like, yo, do you know how easy it is for these girls out here to get $100? These girls out here can make $100 a day, just $100 a day easily, just from sitting on their laptop, which most of them do with the OnlyFans and shit like that. But they don't even have to do that, because if they just ask, all they gotta do is ask 20, I don't know, maybe ask 10 people that they obviously know wants to smash them for $10 a piece. They'll send them to, they'll Cash App them or whatever, or there's, or these guys will send a girl $10 fucking, and boom, she got $100 off the rip right there. 10 niggas, $10. I mean, just off the strength that she knows that they want to like get with her. I mean, so like, so the playing field is already set against the guy. I mean, the playing field is already set against the guy. I'll take a sip for that. So, I mean, so it wouldn't be ignorant of me to, if you're upfront with me, then I should, if you're brutally honest with me, then why shouldn't I be upfront and brutally honest with you? I mean, the worst thing you could say is no. I would probably gaslight the fuck out of somebody. Like, how dare you be disgusted? You are hurting my feelings by, you know how I feel about you, and you just want to use me so you could get good looking and get your hair and nails done so you could go out with another guy and look good for him. You're killing me. I feel like I should cry right now. I would gaslight the fuck out of the bro. Oh shit. Salud. Oh, I gotta renew my subscription to HBO Max. You know what? It can wait. It can wait. I got the money. But it can wait solely because for like the past 4 days, I've been watching like really no TV. Like I've been here. I come home, I shower, I get situated. Know what I mean? I might get me something to eat, maybe, or I have a cold one or something, and I'm working on material for the show for the night. Know what I mean? I'm just working. I don't have time to focus on, and I like that. Know what I mean? But what I've been noticing is that when I do watch TV now, for just a little bit of time that I do, I watch Cops. Yo, Cops is a hell of a show, yo, because it's amazing how many times they ask you, do you have anything in a car? Can I search your car? And they end up finding like meth and shit and heroin and all types of shit like that. And the person always says, it's not mine, it's not mine. I mean, then whose is it? I don't know. It's yours. Then, you know, since you don't know and it's your car, it's yours. I mean, like, yeah, it's just fucking Cops. I mean, let's get into some stories. Let's get into some stories. I hit stop by accident. I hope that didn't fuck anything up. I don't have it in me tonight to record a second podcast like I did the other day, man. Like, nah, man. I swear, I really don't. Nah, man. Like, nah, I don't. But let's see. Let's get into some. Yo, and yeah, we got justice. They convicted Derek Chauvin, whatever, however the fuck you pronounce his dumbass name. Nah, man. Like, yeah, they convicted him, and it's a win. It's a sweet victory for the people that are like that are looking towards seeing a better day for police reform, because we're literally policing our citizens to death, and that can't go on. That can't continue. But it's a victory. I can't take anything from it. But what we need to be focused on is that how highly televised and the media had this in their teeth. They had, and that's good. That's a great thing that the media is shining light on something of this nature to be happening and letting everybody know that something needs to be done. But for that, like, that's the media, that's America watching. That's the world watching. What we need is for police to be doing the right thing when no one is watching, for the justice system to be doing the right thing when no one is watching, when nothing is being televised, when nothing is so in the public eye that the guy was fucking guilty. Come on, come on. But the media had such a heavy presence on the case that they knew that if they delivered anything other than a guilty verdict, that there was going to be riots all across the fucking country. I mean, and we need, what we need is for justice to be served when nobody's looking, when nobody's listening, when nobody knows. People doing the right, justice being served when nobody knows that this shit happened. Like, I mean, it shouldn't have to be televised across the world just to return a guilty verdict for something that was clearly wrong in the first fucking place. I mean, and that's what I got to say about that. I mean, but other than that, like, yo, I can't take nothing from it. It's a sweet victory. I mean, we got a long way to go because we want this shit to be right all over the board. I mean, like, yeah. I can't say congratulations because a family lost a loved one. I mean, like, but it's a step, it's a small step in the right direction. I mean, let's delete this. Delete, delete, delete. What's next? Yeah, yo. Parents and community demand answers after classmate and later teacher lop off biracial 6-year-old Michigan girl's curly locks. And you see the girl, she's adorable. I mean, until recently. But first off, my kid comes home with his fucking haircut from school. I'm immediately up at that school and I'm down everybody's throats from the principal on down to the teacher. And if the janitor wants a piece, he can fucking get some too. You don't touch my fucking child. Nah, man, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, you don't touch my fucking child. What gives you the right? I mean, what gives you the right? I mean, until recently, 7-year-old Journey Hoffmeyer's hair streamed down her back. That is until first a schoolmate and then a teacher took it upon themselves to take scissors to the biracial girl's head. Now she is attending a different school, as community members and even school board officials demand repercussions, damn right, for the teacher and answers from the district, damn right. Don't touch my fucking child. Nah, man, and the girl's adorable. The first time Journey came home, shorn on one side, courtesy of a classmate on the school bus. Her dad, Jimmy Hoffmeyer, chalked it up to little kid antics. No, that's the beginning. That's the beginning. And that's probably a sign that and they're kids, but she has beautiful hair, and other kids are probably fucking like jealous. I mean, because it's different. But yeah, he brought her to a stylist for a snazzy asymmetrical cut. But a few days later, Journey came home from school in tears, her hair lopped off on the other side. They're bullying her because she has beautiful hair. I mean, she was crying. What? She was afraid of getting in trouble for getting her hair cut. No, sweetheart. If anything comes up of like this, like, don't ever be afraid to go to a parent's or go to another teacher. Go to a teacher or go to a principal. Go to somebody, I mean, but I definitely would have flew down to that motherfucking school and jumped down everybody's fucking throat. I mean, like, no, you do not touch my child. That's like, that's bullying. That's like abuse. Like, and nobody's saying nothing. It's no different from when, I was a child going to school, is that teachers know who the troublemakers are. Principals know who the troublemakers are. I mean, like, but they're perfectly fine with watching the bullies do the bullying until the person getting bullied hauls back and smacks one of the bullies with a goddamn book. Now all of a sudden, the guy, the student that stood up for herself is in the office getting reprimanded. Like, where were you to stop this when you knew it was going on? But the minute I stood up for myself, now I'm in trouble. I mean, now we're both in trouble. Like I'm the one that's been doing this the whole time. Like, no. And the schools are notorious for doing that. I mean, like, they're notorious for doing that, for turning a blind eye until the student that gets bullied comes to school and fuck somebody up. Now it's now it's zero tolerance and all that other bullshit. I mean, I'll take a sip. I don't know. It might be a short one tonight, man. I'm kind of tired, man. I've been going hard. I mean, oh, I'm not gonna stop. Oh, I'll be back at this shit tomorrow. I mean, but yeah, I have been going hard. For like what, the past week and a half? Every day? I think I missed one day. Because I missed one day. I mean, but yeah, hey, that's what's up. I mean, it feels good to see yeah, to see people finally like, yo, well, damn, a little bit of justice finally. Ooh. Yeah, this is weird, yo. This is a weird story. It says a Long Island teacher, Veronica Pizdom, arrested for having sexual relationship with student, police say. Yo, we still like, yo, these teachers still ain't learned their lesson. I mean, yo. If you want to bang your fucking, yo, if you feel like you want to be in a teaching profession, yet you still want to bang your fucking students, or if you think you might be of a, yeah, like I that these teachers get out of school, they're not that old, but these students are still not of age, or they might just barely be at the age of consent, depending on what state you're in, but still, it's highly unethical. I mean, and it's highly unprofessional. I mean, so what you should do is teach college. Teach college. Yeah. Know what I mean? Or teach, teach like GED night school. No. Yo, yeah. If you still want to teach, but you still don't know, like, if you're going to see a student that you might want to bang, know what I mean? Teach classes where everybody is well over the legal age of consent. Know what I mean? Like, that's the only answer I could give to you. Know what I mean? Other than that, this shit is going to keep happening. Know what I mean? Police arrested Veronica Pez down around 11 a.m. Monday after she left Shoreham Wading River High School. Police say Pez then teaches math at the school and had a sexual relationship with a male student over the past 2 months. God, yo. Like, yo, and then you're messing with these young kids, and for a while they're just so happy that they're banging their hot teacher that, of course, they're not mature enough to know to keep their mouth shut. Which I laugh, but please, no, you should not be messing with your students, no matter what. I mean, like, no matter what, that's like, yeah, you should not. I mean, not at, yeah, it clearly the kid is fucking underage or whatever. The 28-year-old was charged with two counts of third-degree rape, jeez, and two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. And I think when you do this, when you get, I think when you get caught with this, that you have to be on a sex offenders list for a certain amount of time, or shit, you might be on a sex offenders list forever. And that shit follows you everywhere you go. You gotta register. And on top of that, there's a very good chance that you might not be able to teach ever again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. You just gotta ask yourself, is it worth it? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, like, teachers go through a lot to get your teaching license and all that stuff like that. And teachers are very essential. I mean, so to throw it away over having a romp with a child in your class is just like, it's just not worth it. I mean, it's really not. I mean, moving on. Yeah, here's another one. Same story. Watch this shit. Same story. Just a different teacher. Yeah, this is people. Texas teacher accused of sexually abusing middle school boy after befriending him through video game. Goodness, man. Like, yo, authorities in Texas have accused a former middle school teacher of sexually abusing a former student. Marka Bodine, 31, started having sex with the boy in 2018, soon after his 13th birthday. God. What can even, like, if you're 31, what can a 13-year-old boy even, like, offer you as ways of sexual experience that you might get some? I don't know. It's a mental thing. It can't be a physically sexual thing. It has to be a mental thing where you're getting off on doing something that you just know that you should not be doing. Know what I mean? Like, that has to be part of it. Know what I mean? Bodine was arrested on Saturday, 5 days after the now 16-year-old came forward with his allegations. Damn. In a statement, the Tumbull police confirmed charging Bodine with continuous sexual abuse of a child. She has yet to enter a plea to that charge and was released on $100,000 bond. She has yet to enter a plea because in her head she was like, oh, well, damn, he wasn't complaining about it. Shit, it's been 3 years. He ain't said nothing about it by now. It must be okay. I don't know. I really don't know. It's my Virgo brain that just has to make, has to, it has, I have to make sense of it. Even if I know clearly it doesn't make any sense at all, I'm just geared to have, it has to make, I have to make it make some type of sense. Excuse me. I'm still a little, I'm getting back to 100, but I'm not quite on 100 yet as far as my voice. I mean, so I forget that I just don't, I don't want to strain it too much. I mean, if I strain it too much, then it gets itchy, and that's when I get that cough. That's kind of like letting me know that, yeah, you still haven't hit the ceiling of your range yet. Your range of voice. KPRC obtained a copy of the arrest affidavit filed in this case. According to the affidavit, the principal at Tumbull Intermediate School, this is a middle school too. Like, what are you doing? Like, contacted police after meeting with Bodine, one of the school's teachers. Bodine allegedly told the principal a former student was harassing her. Oh. Reports that Bodine said the former student was making threats to hurt himself. In addition, she allegedly claimed she tried to flip it on him to save her ass. That's what it sounds like. She allegedly claimed he had somehow accessed private photos of her that he then manipulated. Come on, come on, come on. When they spoke to the former student, the boy alleged that Bodine had befriended him via an online video game. The two started texting and soon after began exchanging explicit images and videos, the affidavit alleges. Yeah, see? Know what I mean? Like, it's just not. And you're sending your on the web nothing nowadays. On the web, once it hits the web, it's always on the web. There is no deleting. There is no deleting nothing. If there could be, if today there is no more incriminating way to, like, yeah, there's no other, there's it's one of the biggest ways to incriminate yourself. That's what I mean. Is that sending these type of photos because they go nowhere. They might be off wherever you sent, but they're floating in limbo. I mean, like, and this is another one that she's gonna, I think she's definitely gonna get jail time. She won't be able to teach, and then she's gonna have to register as a sex offender, which that shit is gonna follow her around like a black rain cloud, probably for the rest of her, yeah, I mean, like, even if you get a job that's not even in teaching and they do a background check and people see a thing like that, it's so undesirable that you might not even get a job. Just even if you're just bagging up fucking groceries, they might just look down their nose on you like you're just like, yeah, like, 'cause you're a deviant. There's some deviant shit. Like, I mean, like, oh, yeah, this is a crazy story. I mean, this is a wild one. Where am I at? Where am I at on time? 27 minutes. Wow, I am moving along here. Yeah, it's gonna be a short one. I mean, because yeah, it's gonna be a short one. I'm gonna like stretch my legs and maybe find something to watch. But it's only what, 10:40? Yeah. I'm gonna do a little We're gonna do a little me time, a little restoration and relaxation. Yo, hatchet wielding woman slashes victim on UES, flees, and locks herself in an elevator. A woman wielding a hatchet slashed another woman at a friend's Upper East Side home Monday morning. How you come to my house? Man, slashing. How you come to your friend's house slashing somebody? Where the fuck? Why are you carrying a hatchet? Man, like, that's beef. Even before fleeing the building, okay, on the Upper East Side home Monday evening, before fleeing the building and locking herself inside a freight elevator. God damn. The victim, a 29-year-old woman, was at a mutual friend's apartment on East 85th Street. See, that's what that mutual friend shit. Nah, man, like, yeah. Nah, man, like, yeah. It works until it doesn't, and this type of shit happens. Nah, man, like, yeah. On East 85th Street, when she got into a dispute with the suspect, a 23-year-old woman, the suspect then slashed the woman with a small hatchet and fled to the roof of the building, police said. I want to know where the hell did she get a fucking hatchet from? Or did she come there and already know that the girl she was beefing with was gonna be there and bought the hatchet with her just for that motherfucking reason? Man, like, wow. Yeah, the woman then climbed down the fire escape, got on a bus at First Avenue. Who is this? Jason Bourne and East 86 at First Avenue and East 86th Street. Police said, making it one block west. She went into another apartment building where she locked herself in a freight elevator, according to police. The emergency services unit came to the building and got her out of the elevator. Police said she was taken to a nearby hospital with a cut on her leg. It wasn't clear how she got the cut. An investigation is ongoing. Wow. Yo. I think, yo, the hatchet shit was impressive, but the getaway was fucking like straight out of a goddamn movie. You know what I mean? Like, damn. Like, wow. Like, please don't carry a hatchet, ladies. You know what I mean? Carry a comb, not a hatchet. Okay, moving along. Yo, these are two cases of, like, this is ridiculous. Like, and when I finished the show last night and I seen this, I was like, yo, that this is going on. This is definitely making it for tomorrow. Know what I mean? And this is like, yo, woman swallowed by python as she checked on her cornfield. A woman in Indonesia was swallowed whole by a python as she checked on her cornfields last week. According to the Washington Post, citing the Jakarta Post, the woman's name was Watiba and lived on Muna Island off the coast of Sulawesi. She left her home Thursday night to visit her cornfield about a half mile from her home. Damn, that snake big as fuck. Reticulated pythons are common in the area, but it was actually wild boars that Wah had been worried about. Wild boars get nasty too. Yeah, they get very nasty. You know what I mean? Been worried about initially because they'd be destroyed. Yeah, they come and eat all their fucking crops. They're fucking pigs. I mean, according to the Jakarta Post report, when Wah didn't return, the sister went out to find her and found Wah's footprints, flashlight, slippers, and machete. On Friday, 100 villagers from Parisipien Luala, La Wela village searched the area and found a 23-foot long snake with a very swollen belly. Oh, the villagers killed the snake, cut it open, and found Wah inside intact. Was she alive? Pythons are the largest snake in the world and usually only eat smaller mammals. However, a similar incident happened last year to a farmer from a nearby village. Wow. And they had a survey question that said, "Would you ever want a pet snake?" I'm gonna check no. Damn, I'm being like, no. Oh, actually, something about cookies. No, fuck that. I don't want that shit. Yo, a 23-foot long snake with a very swollen belly, and she was inside intact because it swallowed her whole, and it was so full that it was fucking still trying to digest her. I mean, like, yo, off of eating a whole person, that snake would probably wouldn't have to eat for another fucking month. God, by the time it worked it off, yeah, it would be like a fucking month. Jeez. I mean, like, yo, oh God, man. And yo, and now here it, okay. Because I'm gonna go out with this one. Know what I mean? Like a similar but not so similar story. Because this is Newsweek. Snake catcher hospitalized by a snake catcher hospitalized by own pet snake after worst bite on record to be survived. Why do you have a poisonous snake? Why? A snake catcher has vowed never to keep venomous snakes again after nearly losing his life when he was bitten by his pet. Damn, that's what it took you to learn not to keep fucking venomous fucking snakes, not to keep fucking snakes, period. I mean, like, oh, Ben Avery, the man behind Bayside Snake Catchers, a company that offers snake removal services in Queensland, Australia. Yeah, it's mad venomous, just venomous shit out there that'll fucking kill you. Was bitten on his left thumb by his eastern tiger snake as he was feeding it earlier this month. Within 5 minutes, Avery started vomiting and began to fall in and out of consciousness. Oh shit. His kidneys shut down and 4 blood transfusions were required to save his life. Avery, my name, but it's not me, who has described his ordeal on Facebook, said he pulled the snake off his thumb about a half second after it bit him. I mean, he was tended to immediately by his wife while speaking to medics on the phone. God damn, yo. I kept 100% calm, yeah, because they say if you're like, if your blood starts to pump, if your heart pumps blood, then the venom races through your system faster, and it acts, yeah, and it take the effects are like they hit you quicker. I mean, I've been told by many people, snake people who have been bitten and kept snakes videos, first aid courses, simple. Do the first aid, you got time. Get to the hospital, no drama, not in this case. So basically, he was like, kept calm. Like, I mean, he said his arm felt like it was in a vice. Yeah. 4 blood transfusions. Tiger snakes are highly venomous and easy to recognize by their characteristic stripes. Yeah, because in the wild, they want to let shit know that I will fuck you up. Leave me alone. I mean, like, they grow to over, damn, see, they get to be over 6.5 feet. See, I like this article because they say they grow to around 2 meters, but since I'm an American and we don't do metric, they let you know that 2 meters are over 6.5 feet. Now, man, like, yeah, they eat birds, fish, frogs, and rodents. However, their venom is capable of killing much larger animals. Don't have any motherfucking snakes. The snake's large size, often aggressive defense, and toxic venom make it extremely dangerous to humans. Why would you have one as a pet? God. Avery thanked his wife. You should. You should get her a fucking dinner and a spa and everything. You should get her. You should roll out the red carpet and kiss the feet that woman walks on because she helped save your life, you fucking idiot. I mean, like, yeah, I won't be keeping venomous snakes anymore. I can't risk putting my family and friends through that again. I mean, like, yeah. Yo, dumb. I mean, like, yo, so, yeah, short show. I mean, like, not really 38 minutes, man. Like, I mean, like, short show. I mean, like, yo, I love you guys. I mean, stay safe out there. Don't have any poisonous snakes. Please don't have any poisonous snakes as pets. I mean, if you fucks with the show, if you fucks with the half cast, follow me, let me know, reach out. Follow me on Twitter at Rise and Shine. I mean, RYEZNSHYNE. Because I'm a big boy now. You can follow me or find me on Facebook. Avery Johnson or Instagram. I mean, Taco Meat 05. I mean, I will be returning with some brand new shit for y'all tomorrow night. I mean, tomorrow evening, tomorrow, whatever. I mean, like, yup. I mean, like, yo, y'all motherfuckers stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Don't take nothing for granted. I mean, I'll talk to you soon. Peace.